This is the June 9th special meeting of Rancho Marietta Community Services District Board of Directors. Item one is a call to order. Roll call.
Roll call. Director Butler?
Here.
Director Jacob? Not here. And we'll call him again. Director Mady?
Here.
Director Merchant?
Here.
Thank you.
No comments from the public, as there is no public present. Item three is closed session. We will move to closed session to discuss personnel matters, public employee performance evaluation, director of operations, and district secretary clerk of the board. Second item, conference with legal counsel, existing litigation. We will come back and resume the meeting at 10 o'clock.
At 10 a.m. I'll see you then.
Okay, we have returned from closed session. Apologize for 15 extra minutes. We have completed the public employee performance evaluations and we'll review the employees accordingly. And there is nothing to report out on the pending litigation. So we will move on to the open session. Item five is a final review of the draft 25-26 operating budget and reserve development. And Cecilia, this is
I'm up.
Your turn.
So compared to last year, no.
Hold on.
Very nice picture of the river here, by the way. Okay, all yours.
Can we move to the first pie chart?
Yeah.
Please.
So this is the budget book that we're looking at. This is the draft resolution that will adopt the budget that will be in next week's meeting. So hopefully you like it, board members. Our information about the district, here's the organizational chart for the fiscal year. Position listing, the 38.6. Of course, this is the ordinance that will adopt the fee changes, and this is a draft too. The board saw this at the May meeting, and we will see it again and hopefully adopt it next month. This page, it should not be in here. I will remove that for the final posting of the budget. And here is the first pie chart.
Can you shrink a little bit so you can see the whole thing?
Yeah,
please?
Sure.
Oh.
Maybe I can get up a little bit.
Okay, that's good enough. Okay, so fiscal 25-26, we have a total revenue of $10.5 million, with 81% coming from residential fee, and commercial fee is $813. You can see in the last line here that shows the average resident's monthly invoice is about $280. So we'll go into the details of that in the next couple of slides.
Okay.
For the expense, we're at $9.57 million with salary and benefits about 56%. And the next line is professional fee, which is 20%. Now, I also provided a breakdown below of the professional fee. It's very small. If you can bring it up a little bit bigger. Can you see the first line of the professional fee? These are the breakdown with the first line as the cow waste, $1.5 million. So the professional fee is in total 1.9, but you can see the breakdown here. Majority of them is the cow waste.
We wanted to be in our review of this before we put it up here. We wanted to be real sure that we didn't show up on Facebook as having $2 million worth of legal fees. So we decided we would break it down accordingly, and you can see that the majority of that is the cow waste bill, which is the garbage pickup.
And then within the $9.5 million, the last line under other expenses is about $500K. That's a little bit high, but it's included the Cassell conversion fee with IT support and all that. So that's been delayed, but we'll hopefully come back to that. Any question before I move to the next slide? Okay, the next one, please.
Okay.
All right, so this is the reserve revenue. We have 2.7 million, and reserve contribution is about 1.2, and as you can tell from the pie chart, it's 43%. And the rest of it is connection fee, property tax, 970, and investment earning is 400K. Any questions? We'll dive into detail in a little bit.
Any questions?
Yeah.
I always have this same question, I think. The property taxes. When do we put them into reserves? I mean, I know we get them twice a year. And so when do we actually put them into reserves?
When we receive them.
You do? Okay.
That's according to the past practice.
Yeah. And do we, does all of it go into water reserves?
It's allocated, and you'll see the allocation in the next few slides.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
All right, let's get into the big numbers. Can you make it bigger? A little bit bigger. Okay. All right, good. So let's concentrate on the blue highlighted column. And you will see that the total revenue, this is budget summary by fund. So in the revenue section, you see that it's 10.5 million, which is
This is the budget summary.
Do you have the budget summary by fund? Maybe it's the next
budget
slide.
Summary by fund.
It's above.
Admin.
Can you
maybe
go above?
I skipped a page.
Yes.
Oh, this is the one you wanted. I skipped a page. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So this is fiscal 25-26 with a total revenue of 10.5, same as the pie chart. And this budget summary by fund, it's looking at the revenue coming by water fund, sewage, drainage, and administration. And if you can look at the change column, the percentage of change, it's only a 4% increase. Majority of them, the changes is increase in customer count and also increase in rate, which is consistent with the prior year's increase.
I do have a question on expenses under drainage. That's a huge minus out.
Yep. That's a change we will discuss in the drainage. You'll see the detail.
Okay.
But basically, that change has to do with the management salary allocation. We'll get into that.
Thank you.
So we just talked about revenue. Let's go back to the expenses. You can tell that it's 9.7 million. Total expenses, which is the second pie chart that you see. This is broken out by fund. And so we have a net of a little bit over a million. That's pretty much from the property tax sitting in the first line under administration revenue, which will be reserved later on. Any question before we move to that? The expenses also, it's only a 4% increase. Okay, so let's move to the next slide. This is the all fund. This is the same, almost the same chart, but showing the classification of revenue and expenses. Also, in the revenue, you would not see the property tax. This is just showing the operating revenue and operating expenses. So if you concentrate on the highlighted column, the blue column, excluding the property tax, we have 9.6 million, with also a 4% increase in the last column. And we'll go into the detail of that in each of the fund as we analyze each one. Going into the expenses, we have 9.5 million, also a 4% increase, a small increase. Now, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see that now we're adding back 970 with the property tax, including down below, and this will be allocated eventually. And then the last section is the reserve. which is 1.8 million. So in total, the net revenue expenses is 2.8 million. Any questions?
Nope.
Okay, let's get into the administration fund. All right, so we're fiscal 25-26, we projected to have revenue from the property tax, 970. As you see the last year, which is 925, it's a small 4% increase. As far as expenditure, we are at 2.6 million. It's a little bit higher than the prior years. Majority of them, it's in the salary and also professional fee. And also other expenses, which is 255, that includes the CASEL, which is only happening this year, in this budget year. Professional fee has the normal audit fee. We've included a law firm fee of $90,000 in there. And salary includes some salary increased approved last year for management team. Now you can see that the revenue down below allocate revenue, the 970 is allocated to water, wastewater and drainage in the last section. Emily, if you can scroll down a little bit more. Now, the administration fee in the last section, we have expenses of 2.6 million, and you can see that in the last section, it's allocated to all the fund fully. Any questions there? Okay, so next one. Can you make it a little bit bigger?
Okay, that's the best I can do.
Okay, so again, highlight on the blue column, which is the current budget year. We have 3.7 million. It's a 5% jump from last year, 3.5 million. The residential fee, if you can look at the first line, is a jump from customer count and the rate change. And investment earning, we're being very conservative with the current economy. We only budget for 15. In actual, it's actually higher. The actual year to date is actually higher, but we want to be conservative. And as far as this expenditure, if you can scroll all the way down to the total expenditure, there are couple sections here, supervision and management, source of supply, water treatment, and transmission and delivery. The overall expenses is at 2.2 million, which is down from 2.4 million from last year budgets. And that decrease has to do with maintenance and repairs. Eric, the director of operation, has decided to move some of the vendor to be internal. So we've hired more utility worker, two more, and then we will be doing the work internally instead of hiring outside vendor to do the consulting work. So that's account for some of the decrease there. And also, we've allocated management salary, which is director of operation salary, higher in this water fund than before. So you see that increase in the first line of salary under expenditure, supervision, and management. Emily, if you can move, scroll all the way up to right there. So you can see that the salary jumps from 144 to 216. It's because we allocated Eric and Travis salary more into this fund. And you see the allocation change in later on. Any questions so far? Overall, in this water fund, we net out to be $5,288. Now, the next slide is just showing how the reserve fund allocation for the water fund. And the increase from 493, which is the replacement reserve fee, it jumps from 493 to 640, and it's because of the increase in pricing from $14 to $16 and the increase in customer count.
I have a question. It's for John. When is our debt service done? 27?
You mean on the water plant debt service? No. We're close.
I'm projecting that to be done this year, this budget year. Yeah.
The 25, 26. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Then we have a whole another $6 question, which may be legally answered for us, but we need to deal with that soon.
Okay. I knew it was coming up. I didn't know we could do it in this fiscal cycle. Thank you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And I should have talked about it too.
Nope. You're fine. Doing great. Continue on, please.
If you can move to the next slide. So we're in wastewater fund now. Total revenue highlight in the blue column is $2.2 million. Compared to last year, $2.1 million, there's only a 3% jump. So it's very consistent. Then if you can move down to the total expenditure, we're at $1.6 million compared to $1.5 million last year. Overall, is a 2% jump. And majority of the changes between the categories, it has to do with the management allocation, management salary allocation. There's a decrease in material and supplies down in the third section of expenditure treatment, a big decrease of $71,000. That's because if you compare it to last year, the coding wasn't done right. So we true it up to make sure that reflects the actual expenses that we're going to spend this year. The same thing with the utility and other expenses. The coding last year wasn't done correctly. Now the 4%, oh, you're already in that.
Well, whatever, I'm sorry.
Okay. So we net out for this fund to be $6,291. And if you turn to the next page, it will show the reserve fund that it's coming in from the wastewater fund. And also the property tax allocation. So all in all with that, we're at $1.2 million. Any questions? Drainage fund. Total revenue decreased by 7%, and it's reported to be at $245,000. Majority of the decrease is in the interest. We are being very conservative with the economy, that we're only budgeted for $2,000 of investment. So that's majority of the decrease there. Going down to the expenditure, we're at $56,000, down from $200,000, and that has to do with the allocation of Eric and Travis' salary to this line. We both feel that truing up the allocation of how much attention the management team is dedicated to this fund will truly reflect the actual expenses of running this fund. So, and that's why you see the jump. But in total, is their salary as a total didn't really change that much. So,
just we've come a long way here from the 37% security allocation that.
Yep. It makes sense. We can get to the additional employees cost of the full-time equivalent versus, you know, the consulting stuff. But I agree with you. I think we now have abilities that we didn't have before. Because at the end of the day, you look at it, and it just tells you how bad the drainage fund really is.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some discussions we can have going down the road on drainage, because the law will let us treat drainage as a tax. I believe it will let us treat it differently than it does security.
Okay.
And that came in some compensatory legislation after they figured out that drainage was an integral part of water and
right.
sewer, that when they set this thing up was not
understood.
Not part of 218.
Makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
One thing that I forgot to mention is Eric's department is now tracking their time spent on each of the fund in actual time. So when we came up with that lower percentage, is based on what he's been seeing. So it's in. If we have 1 year of data, we can really true up the allocation.
Okay.
In a per fund.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. So if we scroll down a little bit, you see that when the net for this fund is 9,700. Solid waste. Total revenue is 1.7 compared to 1.6. That's a 5% increase. Again, it's, you know, our normal rate increase plus customer count. And in this solid waste, the 1.5 million, it's we hire Cal Waste to pick up our trash. That's the 1.5, and then we have a county surcharge that dropped from 94 to 51. Now, when I look into this account, I only know that there's four bills of surcharge of about 12 grand. So the last year coding of 94, I'm not sure where it's coming from. So I'm pretty sure that 51 is a correct number. So that's why you see the drum. When we prepared the budget, Mark had used the actual expenses that incur to come up with the new budget. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that 51 is a correct number. Correct estimation.
Yeah. we can do something with this, because I don't think we've changed this number since I signed that agreement in 2005.
Well, the other is, if they're not using the county services and they're driving further, i.e. YOLO,
yeah, that part.
Then that's the number we're not going to see until the following year.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And so
that is some of that impact as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The surcharge number, and we haven't had time yet to get into it, but at some point we'll peel that apart and find out. I know what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
We pay it. The people on county garbage pay it, and if somebody leaves a refrigerator on the side of the road, that's right. The money they use to take the refrigerator away.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Scott Road, other things.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're fine. I think that's a good mm-hmm. that's a good working number. There's not a lot of money there.
So all in all, we are the net is $36,000 for the solid waste fund after paying the administration fee allocation. Sorry, I can't see very well from the screen. Any question before we move to the next one? The last one. Okay, security fund, it's a lot of fun here. We are at 1.7 million, very consistent to the 1.7 million last year, but that's an amended budget. Before Mark left, there, I think last November, there was an amended budget for security, which includes in the permit fee in 2024-25, there's $89,000 there. That's budgeted for the barcode revenue, which would not happen. For this year, we only budget for half of it because we decided that it will happen in January. It's tentatively going to happen in January. So we took a very conservative approach to come up with that $40,000. It's actually $30,000 with the barcode and $10,000 for other permit fee. So that's the big drop in the $49K. Right. Did I answer your question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then if you can scroll all the way down to the expenses. Thank you, Amelia. We have total $1.4 million expense compared to the adopted amended budget, $1.4 million. Pretty consistent there. And
and an 11% admin fee.
Yeah. And then there's an admin fee down below as $331. We are going to net out with a negative $14,644. I'm also very conservative with the investment earning. I only budgeted $30,000, but as of February, we're at $58,000 already. So if we have a net loss there, potentially if the economy is good, we can net out to be a positive number.
I think, Kim, we're going to be okay rather than strangle that $14,000 at the end of this process.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay, because we were looking for the zero, and we'll probably get it.
Right.
And we may have more or less barcodes. We may have more or less investment income. There'll be a personnel salary adjustment of some kind in here, but we'll be okay.
I think. Thank you for being conservative. Some of these are so tight of budget numbers. One hiccup, oh, that's right, we have those every month,
right.
Multiple times. So, no, I'm good. It's perfect.
I have a security question. Our mandate, I guess you would call it, from Measure J is 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We're going to provide 24 hours service. I guess I'm just not sure that we've allocated, because we don't have that many people now, and I'm not sure that we've allocated according to the full. Have we allocated according to the full need?
Yeah, I'm not sure, because the budget for personnel section was done by Mark, but I'm pretty sure that, I mean, hopefully he and you have worked out that 24/7, but we can look at the budget together and then see if the way he scheduled it will satisfy that need.
Well, there were hires and of people and situations that have come up over the past few months or a few months. Mm-hmm. And it's a little difficult to figure out what we actually have by comparison to what we actually need or are required to present. So in the process of trying to get this information, we did have some discussions at the security meeting. And I still don't have a good sense of where we are. Do you have any comments, John?
Well, you can. One of the things, just as before we get to next week, if we could take a cursory look at, we know what the bulk hours are on an annual basis for patrol and for the gate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if we can just take a quick look back through the scheduling that we have and the employees we have and see if the two equate to each other.
Mm.
So maybe you and the sergeant. Brandon can.
Yeah. I think that would be great.
Yeah. Just to make sure.
Yeah.
To your comment, Director Butler, and it probably goes to Mr. Enright. We're obligated 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Grand jury said you're obligated to what you fiscally can provide.
Right.
So that's the argument, right?
Right.
So
okay.
Is it certain days of the week, if we're going to be short, that'll be some of that, unless I misspoke. that's kind of the latitude you've got to work with the FTEs.
Right, exactly.
So the goal is 24/7, right?
Yeah.
And part of why security, when we look at gate officer and patrol officer, they're just officer now, right? Because everyone can do intertwine.
Sure.
So we just have to have certain number allocated hours, and I think that's really the best way.
Right.
Gate, we need this. Patrol services then is this, but it's the same people now. We don't have a gate officer one and two, they're community service officers.
So when I'm talking to Brandon, we are not talking about differentiating between patrol and gate?
Correct.
You can
monetarily.
You can deal in bulk hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can make that comparison.
Yeah. We know that both gates are staffed, right? And that's our priority. Then it's where the flexibility comes in is
patrol
services. Mm-hmm. And are we 24/7? Are we 14/7? Are we 12/7? You know, it just that.
That was pretty obvious at the security meeting that, you know, the gates we've got under control, so
right.
to speak, but the patrol is a big question mark.
Right. And that'll be some of that dialogue continuing, and we've had with RMA, what are they willing to assume compliance-wise, et cetera, et cetera.
One of my thoughts completely.
Because at the end of the day, we're not going to be doing traffic enforcement. That's just, we don't have the resources.
Right.
Well, and
right.
they have compliance officers.
Correct.
And my thought went to scheduling around their ability to provide compliance
yeah.
during the day or whenever.
Yeah, we have 10,000 eyes during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 1,000 at night, right? So we're
that's our all that's crap happens.
Yeah. No, understood.
Okay.
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
For I'll schedule
direction.
Some time to meet with you.
Okay, and, that's great.
The security
sergeant.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't. My gut tells me you're not dealing with a lot of money here. If you, one way or the other.
Oh yeah,
we
can ballpark it.
You can
and
make
then
it work.
We're going to do a revised budget before the calendar year is over, and we've made some decisions mm-hmm. at that point.
Okay. Thank you.
So I have one more slide to show.
This
yeah. So oh. this is what Mark had shown in his first meeting. So I want to make sure I update it for the board purpose. And basically, this is the total revenue minus total expenses, excluding the property tax. So we net out by fund to be 34. And with the IRC, which is the allocation, the first draft was listed as first draft. And then we've revised that to lower the solid waste allocation and then increase it into water. That's the majority of the change.
I see what you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Thank you.
And the last is just a summary of the reserve fund by fund, water, wastewater, and security. And also the property tax is down below as a total, which is used towards the each of the fund. That's it. Any questions?
I've got one, and maybe I missed it. What is the, no, I can, here it is.
I guess, do you want me to go back to the?
No. I will figure out, I'm just trying to figure out what percentage of our reserve is from the total or total budget. I'll go back and do the math.
Mm.
It's never enough.
No, and it's we did top line it to include everything in the pie.
Right.
In other words, we put the property taxes in.
Yeah. No. And I
yeah.
agree with all that.
Yeah.
I just again
and
that. So right, but that is I just have to go the total amount. And go, it's 2% of the budget or 10% of the budget. I'll do the math later.
Mm-hmm.
That'll answer my question in my pea brain. And then, John, I do have a question on we're adding 3 people to water, sewer, drainage. And I don't disagree because staff has come to us. If you can give me 2, I can then double my team's going out. Mm-hmm. And is that kind of the goal there, that we're doing that? Obviously, we're taking the $193,000. That goes towards payroll, right?
Right.
So we're reducing some of those things.
It's coming out of consulting, not consulting.
Professional fee, maintenance and supplies.
Yeah, you know. I mean, stuff that we're getting TNT and other
right.
people in here to do that
right.
Eric feels he can deal with himself.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
We talked about that at a board meeting about adding people
yeah,
in this department.
Last several yes. years, it was, and I forgot the number, it was two or more, then they could double the teams.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we could actually just get ahead of that power curve a little bit.
Travis specifically asked for somebody in maintenance.
Right, right.
A mechanical.
Now, I still think we're going to have a portion of that 193. Because we're always going to have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not a complete wash,
mm-hmm.
but I think mid-year we're going to have to get a feel on the productive side or proactive side, excuse me, of these three employees
mm-hmm.
versus what are we still paying out consulting?
Well, right. yeah, you'll
because we're always going to have some of it.
You'll be able. I think you'll be able to, at 6 months. You'll be able to measure pretty effectively
mm-hmm.
year to date.
Yep,
we're in, and
okay.
it won't always equate because you may have some 11th hole problem
yep.
that costs you $250,000.
Understood.
Right. The other thing, Cecilia, if you could just, and I'll we can do this together, but I'd like to show just at the end of this one really simple chart with four numbers on it, and I would like to show the admin, 100% admin allocation. And then I'd like to show the percentage just across
to each
from
department, yeah.
for each department. Only because it's all in here.
Yeah.
But I'd like to make it really clear now the adjustments that we've made over the last couple of years, particularly
mm-hmm.
that show how we're allocating our admin to each individual fund.
Admin expenses,
I mean, we've
right?
gotten security down to what I think is 11%
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah, actually, Amelia, if you can go to the all fund.
Go to all funds?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Actually, administration fund 100.
Okay.
So if you scroll all the way down, the last section where it's highlighted in the blue, you see the administrative allocation to each of the fund. And it's the same percentage that I show in the previous slide, 55% to water fund, and then...
Yeah, well, even still, as you go through this presentation next mm-hmm. week, just take that line and transpose it to the bottom.
Okay.
And just put it straight across
okay.
with the four. I'd just like to see, I'd like to make it really plain as we present this at the major.
I can do it in another pie chart, which is highlighted.
The bottom of there is fine.
Okay.
Make it a nice color.
Okay.
I want to make it not red, any color but red.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
I want to tell you something. I over the last couple of weeks, at the beginning of this with Mark's leaving, I wasn't sure how we were going to grind our way through this, and I am amazed at what you have been able to accomplish in such a short period of time.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you profusely for doing so. I mean,
thank you.
This is really, really.
John speaks
thank
for
you.
Me also.
Good work here.
Thank you.
I'm really, really happy with this.
Appreciate it.
Any public comment on this? We should have asked for more money. Item 6, review of management structure of the security department.
We had at last week's communications and security questions that we were dealing with. I wanted to, in communications, I wanted to get put together some information that we could pass on to the community as far as security was concerned, and what RMA CCNRs are in effect. And it's been very confusing. Some things we have from 2006, some things we have more recently, but we did get a recent update on what the expectations are, and trying to get something out to the community so they aren't confused, and therefore then we can manage the gate and the patrol more effectively because they won't be confused. Everybody will be operating on the same page. Right now, what we've decided to do is have security report to the security committee, and that will be how we will function going forward. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
So any significant changes will be coming through the security committee and will then go to the board. Okay.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, that's basically how improvements works. It's basically how finance works.
Because we have such a void in leadership, I think it has to be pushed down to the committees.
Mm-hmm.
And probably we should have allocated a percentage of FTE for the board president to run the district, right? Quite honestly.
Yeah.
Is that what over... Out of class.
Yeah.
Out of class. Right.
Yeah.
And since I have no class, then
so it's
zero
a wash.
Times no
yeah.
Class
it's
zero.
A wash.
Right. Yeah.
It's a wash.
Right. Well, thanks for the concern. Anyway.
You should be concerned about
time.
Me too.
Yeah.
I would only echo off of Director Butler's that we formalize it throughout the organization.
Thank you.
I think either truly something in writing, either from you, legal counsel, just solidifying for the short term, whatever that means, could be the fiscal cycle, that this is the absolute, this is where we need to be.
Right. And we can, for the main meeting, we can put something together that we can...
Yeah, and I'm not worried about the language. You know what the intent is.
Yeah, put an agenda discussion item on there to do that.
Just so we're clear.
Okay. Agreed.
And you want it to be the same discussion item that we're having here? The review of management structure of the security department?
I would ask you drop security.
Mm-hmm.
Just drop security off of it.
Of standing committees.
Mm-hmm.
Management structure... Standing committees. Okay.
Yeah.
And basically, what we just described, what Tim just said, is at least on an interim basis.
Mm-hmm. What we have to.
We'll use the committees to compensate for the lack of management that we have at the moment. So, okay.
Thank you.
Patrick.
Yes.
Approval of the tolling agreement with Rancho Marietta Properties.
Yeah, Rancho Marietta 205.
Okay.
Yes. So this is a tolling agreement between the district and Rancho Marietta 205 until October, so that neither side would sue each other in the interim until we can try to work out exactly what the fees are and how we should be allocating them. We've been having discussions the last 6 months. I mean, originally Mimi, Mark had some, I've had some, and now Eric and I are having discussions with Catherine Bardis and Les Hawk as to what these fees are and how the district has been collecting them over time. In particular, there's been issues about the 5900 fee, which is in the 670 FSA, which goes all the way back to 91-95 with the shortfall agreement from the original developers. And in the agreement, we've made a commitment to collect that fee. It's fixed. It's not adjusted for inflation. So it was set in the agreement in 2014, but we need to be collecting the fee. And we have been collecting the fee from the developers. Last year we collected it from, I think it was Retreats, I think that was the 62 units, and we're also in the process of collecting it from residents. There is some issue about the EDU. It says that it is per EDU, the 5900, and we, depending on the size of the parcel, it could be either a one EDU or 0.7. And that's the question right now we have with Retreats. Because they were smaller lots, we're only allocating them 0.7, so we only collected $4,100 for each one of those. But we're in discussions with them, and so this will just buy us some time between now and October, and we should hopefully have that resolved and any other fee issues in that agreement. So.
Okay. So in the... We have understandings from everybody that this is what we're going to do. We're going to hold back on any legal recourse or whatever until we get there.
October. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it gives us, roughly 4 months to try to get this resolved. So. All right.
All right, sir. Director comments?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Am I missing anything here?
I just... don't know if it's you'll sign this agreement, John, or it'll be you. What do you think, Patrick?
I designed it for the president to sign it, whoever.
So then that's John.
Okay.
For to sign what? Oh, the tolling agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll print it up and you can sign it before you go if you'd like.
Okay.
These are action items. Do we have to take a vote?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we have to vote on
it. Oh, we have to vote on it.
Yeah, okay.
Both of them, 6 and 7.
I just put 6 as an action item in case you decided that you wanted to take some action or have some kind of informal.
We don't need a vote on that.
But I don't think you need a vote. It doesn't go on that.
But item 7 we do.
Okay.
Yes.
You want to call a roll on that, or you want?
I would need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept legal counsel.
You want a second?
Recommendation.
Yeah. I'll second.
I do have a couple of questions. So I get that the fee was capped, and now that we know a little bit more of the build out on the north, some of those larger estate lots, right? So using the same theory as the Retreats, an EDU is this, an estate lot could have been this, 1%. And the Retreats could have been this. But we're stuck, stuck is not the word, we're just capped at 5,900, even if it was going to be a max one. So I don't know the long term, if the reorg on the north, if you understand where I'm trying to go with this, what that means.
So does the, this is, we're talking... Are we talking apples and oranges in CFD 2014 versus 670?
We're talking just the 670.
Yeah.
We're not talking the other FSA.
Is the relevance of 2014-1 applicable to Rancho North Properties inside the gates, Village A through H?
As far as the $5,900 dollar fee?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's 5,900, but they have their own deal.
They've got their own separate deal.
Okay.
So they got their own separate deal.
That's what I was trying to clarify and make sure we're all on the same page here.
I don't know what I call it. Usually Rancho North FSA, but whatever.
Yeah. Because they had John put that stepped out of 670 and
correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 670 has been convenient, although there aren't 670 units anymore, but that was the original number.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion? You want to call the roll, Amelia? If not,
yes, I would love to call Director Butler.
Yes.
Director Mabee?
Aye.
And Director Jenkins. Director Merchant.
Yes. I'm the younger one, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Comments, director comments, Tim?
Just to staff, thank you. Mm-hmm. Amelia, thank you. And everybody else, it's the work behind the scenes is immense. We understand that there's some voids in some areas that we are trying to figure. I thank you.
Yeah, I agree. You too.
Thank you, Amelia.
I know you put a lot into this. I appreciate it. Anything else? Anybody else? With that, then, we will adjourn.
Okay. At 11:04.